Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Thank you for tuning into the show. Man, we have got a fantastic show for you today. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I know I say that every day, but today it's especially fantastic. We've got a studio full of guests. I'll tell you more about it after we pray. Let's kick things off with an opening prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us to the beginning of a new day. Father, we ask that you give us the grace that we need, the strength that we need to be able to deal with any problem or situation that presents itself to you, to us. In the final days of Advent, Father, we ask that you draw us closer to you through your Son Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit. And may we be a light shining in the darkness so that everyone who sees us and listens to our words gets drawn closer to you. We ask this in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dave Parker, good morning,
Gary,
brother.
Hey, what a packed house we
it
have
is,
this morning.
It
good
is.
Morning.
Well, let me just introduce everybody. We have with us singer-songwriter Marty Rotella.
Hello, gang. Woo! How we doing?
Woo-hoo! Man, he is fired up today. Marty's always fired up, but he's especially fired up today. And we have some special guests as well. From the shrine right down the road at Our Lady of Częstochowa, we have Father Tim Tarnowski.
Good morning, everyone.
And Father Tadeusz. Did I get that right, Father?
Beautiful.
Oh, my mother morning, and father everyone. Would be proud of me. Fathers, thank you for joining us on the show today. Marty, thank you for joining us. Typically, what we do here is I'll start with the opening prayer. I'll read the gospel. But today, since we have the fathers from the shrine here, I'm going to let Father Tim begin by reading the gospel and then sharing a little reflection. This is the gospel from Daily Mass.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." In this gospel that we just heard, I think God is really touching our hearts and preparing us for the great joy that is coming up.
Mm.
And it's really amazing that, you know, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and here we are at the Holy Spirit radio today.
Isn't that perfect?
I know. It just works. If we also look at the first reading from the Song of Songs, it's also the invitation to really fall in love with Christ. It's like Advent is all about waiting. Mm. And the liturgy really prepares us to have this time of waiting, but like actually falling in love with Jesus Christ. It's like when we wait somebody out of love.
Mm.
And I think the liturgy is really preparing us for this, just like that we can really meet Jesus Christ, who's our true joy, just like when Mary visited Elizabeth. She brought joy to her heart, not because just of herself, but because she was carrying Jesus in her womb. So Advent is really getting toward the end, and we are getting closer to this true joy that Jesus Christ can bring us.
Father Timothy and Father Tadeusz and Marty, anybody, Dave, jump in if you will. But what if we have not had the Advent that we expected? What if our Advent has not been as productive? Is it too late? We only have a few days left. What do we do now in the last few days of Advent to grow closer to the Lord? Any ideas?
It's never too late.
Ah, I like you, Father Tadeusz. That's what I wanted to hear.
It's never too late. For me, Christmas is a reminder.
Right.
We put so many reminders in our cell phone, in our anywhere, not to forget about things, about meetings, about appointments.
Right.
And Christmas for me is a reminder about God's love. God so loved the world that he sent the only son to be saved. So Christmas every year reminds us about that love.
Mm.
And now Advent, it's a time to be reminded. Am I ready? Do I know that God loves me?
Mm-hmm.
And there's never too late. Even last moment of Advent, just before Christmas, we can be reminded God is there. God became one of us. God wants to be so close to us that he became one of us. So there is never too late to be reminded God loves us.
What a great message. What a great message, Father. And Marty, I think sometimes we can take for granted the fact that God loves us. He loves us unconditionally. He loved us enough to send his son.
Yeah.
But we forget that sometimes.
Well, you know what's interesting is that we just talked about, which is awesome, that what God gives us during Christmas time and Advent time.
Right.
But now it's time for us, and it's not too late, to say, hey, what can I do? I call Advent transformation time. And, you know, not my wife's going to transform, my husband's going to transform, the kids transform. I have to transform. Mm-hmm. So I give this little, I send this out to the people out there. Hey, look in the mirror tonight and say, hey, how can I transform? What can I do to make this world a better world, to prepare for this great love of Jesus coming to me? Mm-hmm. What can I do to make a difference? That's Advent.
Gary, I would jump in. This is Dave. You know, your question. You know, because we have these expectations in the frenzy of, you know, we think, I have to get this, this, and this done. But what does Advent tell us? You know, maybe step back and expectantly wait, you know, and the patience. But we get so caught up.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
And maybe wait for the Holy Spirit to do some work.
Exactly.
We think we have to do everything on our own, but we have to do something. But the Holy Spirit's also working in us if we give him permission.
Exactly.
And we have to we have all this din and noise around us. We have to step out and be quiet. Mm-hmm. And because maybe the Spirit's like, "Hey, I'm trying to break in here, you know. I'm trying to get your attention," but we get caught up.
I like it.
You know?
So it's not too late. That's the message,
not too late.
Right?
It's not too late.
Last few days of Advent. Today is the day, right? The present moment, fathers, that's all we have.
Yeah, the last minute deal, right?
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Say, no pressure, but hurry up. You know, get that spirit. No, seriously.
Before we go to break, and I do want to point out that all the songs we'll be playing today will be from Marty Rotella's Christmas CD.
Mm.
The name of it, Marty, is?
Oh, Holy Night.
Well, that's a great name.
There you go.
That's a great name. So all the music on today's show will be from Marty's new Christmas
CD. Did you come up with that on your own or what?
But before we do go to break, I want to give the fathers a chance to talk a little bit about the Shrine and about Father Tadeusz. You're new to the Shrine, correct?
I'm new and old.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself. Father Tim, he's been here before, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm new because I came to the Shrine 2 weeks ago.
Ah, okay.
But I came back after 6 years. Six years ago, I left the Shrine and spent this time in a parish of St. Stanislaus, Bishop and Martyr in Manhattan.
Okay.
It is a Polish parish in New York. We boast that it's the oldest Polish parish in the east coast of the United States.
Oh. Mm.
The older was only in Texas, in Panna Maria. So I spent there. Before that, I spent 5 years here in the Shrine, so I know the place quite well. And I've heard
you know
a lot
Bucks
about
the
Spirit.
Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's nice to have you back. And you have been, correct me if I'm wrong, you are the Father Provincial?
Yeah.
So you're the big guy. You're the boss.
Not so big. Only a little bit over 6 feet. But
he's modest.
That's my new responsibility, which was given during the chapter a few weeks ago.
Nice.
To oversee the work of Pauline Fathers in United States. And we are in 8 places in United States, different states like Chicago, like Buffalo, like Orlando, and Western Pennsylvania. So I try to do my best and Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
To do my best just to support our fathers in their service.
Oh, that's very good. We'll keep you in our prayers for your new role.
Thank you very much. That's really, really important.
Yes, yes. And so, Father Timothy, what's new with you? We haven't seen you. You haven't been in the studio for a while, but we've had you on before.
Yeah, I guess we're busy with Advent preparations. Yeah. The shrine is getting ready for Christmas, for beautiful celebrations. Of course, you can see all the decorations, and we're getting the living nativity scene with the animals, and then the other one with the figures with like moving parts and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're getting that ready, but not only that, but we have a lot of confessions. So if you have not been to confession awesome. Yet during this Advent, we are waiting there. So we will be hearing confessions, including Sunday. So you still have chance to come to the shrine and be reconciled and prepared for the birth of Jesus.
What a great thing to do during the Advent season, to go to confession. Father, is there a time that people can come for confessions?
Yeah, every day we have confessions at 11:30 during the Mass. Well, we actually start before the Mass, like around 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we hear confessions during every scheduled Mass. So basically all day, you know. So you're really invited, and there is plenty of opportunity to come and to be reconciled, and there is no excuse.
No excuse, right, plenty of time. So you heard that, and I don't believe, Marty Rotella, neither do you, in accidents.
No.
If you're hearing this and you're thinking, well, maybe this isn't addressed to me, I say the Holy Spirit is speaking directly to you, right, Marty?
No coincidence. No way.
So get to confession at the Shrine of Częstochowa, right down the street from our studios here in Doylestown. Father Tim, is there a website where people can check out the shrine online?
Yeah, there is www.częstochowa.us. Well, now you have to learn how to spell Częstochowa.
I know. Could you spell that for us?
Maybe you know how to spell
it.
Let me try.
I'm Polish. I'm supposed to be able to do this. C-Z-E-S-T-O-W-C-H. I'll work on that.
W-A.
Thanks a lot for throwing me under the bus.
I mean, .us.
We'll link that at spiritinthemorning.com. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 21st. Today we celebrate Saint Peter Canisius. Blessed with many talents, today's saint is an excellent example of a scriptural person who develops those gifts for the sake of the Lord's work. Born in 1521, Peter became one of the most important figures of the Catholic Counter-Reformation in Germany. He is often called the Second Apostle of Germany, after Saint Boniface. He taught in several universities and was instrumental in establishing many colleges and seminaries. As a young man, Peter joined the recently formed Society of Jesus. Following his ordination, he gained fame as a preacher. He packed churches with his eloquent proclamation of the gospel. He also possessed great diplomatic skills. He produced a catechism that explained the Catholic faith in a way common people could understand. His letters, filling 8 volumes, contain words of wisdom and counsel to people in all walks of life. Through Peter, many lapsed Catholics returned to the Church, while many Protestants converted. He also found time to visit the sick and imprisoned. During a plague in Vienna in 1551, he worked tirelessly to help the sick. Peter Canisius died in 1597. At his canonization in 1925, he was also declared a Doctor of the Church.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak.
Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning
with Gary Zimak.
Ready?
Thank you. in splendor from far and near. The glory of God, the light is here. The nations will praise, the people will sing. The gifts that they bring for their King. A star. We started our journey from afar. The light is strong from holy flames. We're drawn to the love that the Spirit
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Rise Up and Follow by Marty Rotella, who is here in the studio with us today. We're going to be talking to him in just a few minutes, but I want to redeem myself. Before we went to the break, my good friend, Father Timothy, threw me under the bus and asked me to spell, and I'm not going to forget that, Father, but, you know, as a good Christian, I forgive you for that.
Thank you.
There's always confession.
You know, being 100% Polish, it's kind of embarrassing that I wasn't able to spell Częstochowa. But let me spell that for you now so you can go to the website.
But pronunciation is very good.
Is that good?
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Perfect.
Thank you. It's czestochowa.us. That you can go there and find out the schedule for masses, for confession, and please, if you have not visited the shrine, make sure you do so. It's right here in Doylestown, and you know what a great thing to do for Advent, to make it a point to go to confession, even if it's been, Marty Rotella, a long time, right?
That's right.
I mean, doesn't you're a matter. Big believer in the sacrament of confession.
Oh, a big believer.
Right?
Yeah, every week, yeah. And I need it.
Well, let's talk about you, Marty. It's been a while since you've been here with us. You've been busy?
You know, pretty busy, my friend.
So what are you doing? Tell us about your activities.
Know, Spirit Power Southwest is exploding. I'm now in the Diocese of Santa Fe, approved for 3 years. So we 1 week a month down there and going to all the parishes that are taking it in. I had 9 concerts in 7 days just last week.
Wow.
And we're going into the reservations, trying to help the Native Americans and you know, their lives and spread the word amongst the poorest people possibly in the country.
Awesome.
So it's a real beautiful thing. Besides going everywhere else, you know, California, Arkansas, you know, wherever God wants me, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Bucks County.
Well, hey, tell us about the work that you're doing now with Malvern, the Malvern Retreat House.
Yeah.
You've been at Malvern for years, but there's a special new undertaking that Malvern has recently developed, this Retreats to Go.
Yeah. Well, Malvern Retreat House is the largest Catholic retreat house in the country, and what we've put together is what's called Come As You Are. They're inviting everybody in, atheists, homeless,
agnostics,
everybody, you know, to come in to learn about Jesus, you know, learn about our faith. And the theme is Come As You Are, and we wrote a song for it. We have a theme song, and I'm going to be going out. Gary, you're going to be going out also. These are retreats to go. What that means is we go into the parishes, we give a retreat, and then we invite people to Malvern for all the other retreats they have all year round.
Yeah. Awesome. And the first one is tomorrow evening,
tomorrow night,
right?
Tomorrow night, yes. St. Mary Magdalene. In Media.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, Media, Pennsylvania.
Can anybody attend this?
Anybody. Come. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Yeah,
awesome.
Please.
Say hi to Monsignor Chifo when you get there.
I will. He's awesome.
What a good man he is. I want to get him on the show one of these days.
Yeah. Yes. You guys should get along really well.
Yeah, we're good buddies.
That's right. So, Marty, tell us about, I'm sure most people who listen are familiar with your music, but in case anybody wants to find out more about the music, why don't you just tell us a brief overview of your story?
Okay, well, first of all, the whole thing with the music is spiritpowermusic.org. You can go there, spiritpowermusic.org. You can see anything about what the ministry's about, the music, etc. I'm under what's called Stewardship, a Mission of Faith out of the Harrisburg Diocese.
Right.
What we do is we try to get the message to the people no matter what. Even if you don't have money, we try to get it out free, whether it's books, whether it's CDs, whether it's music, whether it's pamphlets, whatever. Trying to really bring it to the world, you know, it's expanding in a wonderful way. The key here, where I started, was I was in pop music for many years.
Yeah.
And then with the grace of God, my mother's prayers, I came back to the faith at the age of 25. I'm 62 now, so you can see I've been doing this for almost 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're not slowing down.
No. It's awesome. You
know, that's amazing.
Go anywhere with anybody. I never ask to go anywhere. It's only when people ask me, and I go in and do whatever I can to bring the wonderful. Our faith is so awesome. If people only got into it. Catholicism is phenomenal. And there's so much more, and there's so much we can learn. So be open and start asking questions call us.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's okay to ask questions, right,
yeah,
Marty?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our lady asked questions. She said, how could this be?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I think
fathers, I think that's a great message, right?
Of course.
It's okay to... And Our Lady was not doubting the message of the angel. Our Lady was saying, okay, I don't understand. How could this be?
The attitude of the question is very important. Whether
right.
you ask question... to look for the answer, or you ask the question because you want to intimidate somebody.
Right.
I have a question, Gare, to Marty. Is your mother's name Monica?
Angelina.
She prayed for you.
Yeah, Angelina.
There's someone back in Catholic history, isn't there?
You know what? As we're speaking, and you know, Marty and Dave and fathers, I am very big on letting the Holy Spirit drive this show. And every now and then, the Holy Spirit gives me a little nudge and tells me to go in a different direction. But the Holy Spirit just put in my head. Marty, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think sometimes when we pray, we don't expect things to happen?
Well, yeah, exactly.
And that's a problem, isn't it?
It's everybody.
Because I struggle with that. And then the Lord comes through and it's like, wow, I can't believe you did that. But we should expect the Holy Spirit to act. If we say, Holy Spirit, come to life in me, work through me, and if we ask for something like that, we should expect him to do something.
Well, you know the whole thing, we're in Advent, right? And Advent's a time to believe. You got to believe, and he's going to answer those questions, those prayers. So the key here is that prayer is guaranteed. The word guaranteed is not in Scripture, but if you really read Scripture, it is the word guaranteed. It's guaranteed. For instance, if Jesus was standing here and I said, look, my mom's in a hospital, Jesus, would you help her? Would you really bring her to healing? And Jesus is going to go like this? Well, I don't know, Marty. I don't think so. No, he's not going to do that. He's going to say, of course, I'm there. No, well, Jesus, it didn't happen. What happened? Yeah, but it's in my time, Marty, not your time. I know the best time. So the key is prayer is guaranteed. All right? Don't worry about it. Jesus is not going to say no. He's going to say yes. But you have to get used to the point that it's in his time.
Father Tim and Father Tadeusz, if sometimes when we ask for something, God could say no, correct? I mean, he doesn't always give us what we want. He gives us what we need. And would you agree that sometimes we don't know what we need?
It's a perfect message. Mm. God always works.
Right.
But God works in a way which is the best for us. And we never know what is the best for us. We think it is good for us, but God knows better. Mm.
Yesterday, like we had in the gospel, the story of Annunciation.
Yep.
And it really comes to me that, you know, God is always giving us a promise, just like he gave to Mary, just like he gave to Abraham. But like, look how many years Abraham had to, you know, like really walk with God,
exactly.
To really discover and maybe to also grow spiritually, you know, to be ready to receive God's gift. So, as you said, Marty, you know, God's timing is so much different, and he knows us so much better than we know ourselves.
Mm, mm, mm. What a great message, especially during Advent, a time of waiting. Mm. I don't like to wait. I don't, but the Lord...
I thought you were patient there, Gary.
I'm working on it, brother.
I remember during the communism time when we were waiting in the lines for everything.
Wow.
For sugar, for bread, for everything. Mm. We were waiting and waiting hours. Now we are so used to have everything straight away.
Right.
We don't want to wait. We have to have everything at once.
That's right. Well, we're going to be right back. Wow, this is a great show. I knew the Holy Spirit would come through. When we come back, more discussion with our in-studio guests. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Pope Francis has delivered his annual Christmas address today to the Roman Curia, focusing this year on the church's relationship with the nations, with the particular churches, Oriental churches, with ecumenical dialogue, with Judaism, with Islam, and other religions. In other words, he said, with the outside world. The Holy Father said, quote, "The universal nature of the Curia's service thus wells up and flows out of the catholicity of the Petrine ministry. A Curia closed in on itself would betray its own reason for being and plunge into self-referentiality and ultimately destroy itself," end quote. President Donald Trump's threat to cut off U.S. funding to countries that oppose his decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital has raised the stakes in today's U.N. vote and sparked criticism at his tactics. Trump went a step further than U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who said the U.S. will be taking names of countries that vote against the U.S. Meanwhile, the Apostolic Administrator of Jerusalem says the status of the city should not be altered by quote-unquote unilateral decisions. Archbishop Pier Battista Pizzaballa said in a statement yesterday that, quote, "unilateral decisions will not bring peace, but will rather distance it. Jerusalem is a treasure of all humanity. Any exclusive claim, be it political or religious, is contrary to the city's own logic," end quote. And the funeral mass and committal for former Boston Archbishop Bernard Law are taking place today in Rome. The head of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Angelo Sandano, will preside over the Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, and Pope Francis will preside over the rite of committal. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
I want to tell you today about a very special thrift store located in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Mary's Thrift Store was dedicated to our Blessed Mother on its opening day, May 13, 2017, the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady in Fatima. Mary's Thrift Store is located at the Wedgwood Shopping Center at 4327 West Lincoln Highway in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. All proceeds benefit the St. Joseph's House, a charitable nonprofit in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, whose mission is to serve families and children in need. Come shop in this well-stocked store of quality merchandise that will bless you and your budget from Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And also check out the mission of St. Joseph's House by visiting www.sjhouse.org.
Getting your daily dose of vitamin Z. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright,
silent night, holy
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Silent Night by Marty Rotella. Marty, did you write that?
That's a classic.
Great job, brother. Great. Oh, and, you know, if you're listening to the program and you like what you're hearing today, make sure you check out spiritpowermusic.org.
That's right. Right.
That's where you can find all of Marty's music. Marty, how many songs have you written? Any idea?
Over 3,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All for the faith, yeah.
Amazing.
I just allow the Holy Spirit to write and see what he wants. So.
We are blessed to have you in the studio with us today, Marty. We're also joined by Father Tad and Father Tim from the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. I'm not going to spell that again. I'm confident in my pronunciation, but not in the spelling. Marty, I wanted to ask you. I've been hearing a lot of comments on TV, on the radio, about Christmas and the true meaning of Christmas. Mm. What is Christmas? Marty, if somebody said to you, I mean, we know historically what it is, but if somebody said, Marty, what is Christmas?
Well, you know,
what would you say?
You know, I would actually say the word acceptance. Now, why?
Yeah.
The key here is that, you know, in the movies Star Wars, which is a bunch of them,
right.
We have a new one out right now, there's one theme. The theme is, do you want the light or the darkness? Christmas is a time for decision. Will you accept the light? And that's the key. I think the key is, and that's what the shepherds did, that's what the kings did, the magi. They went and they accepted the light. Of course, the light of the star, but the light of Jesus. The light of Jesus.
I love what you're saying, and here's why. Yesterday on the show, and I want to bring the fathers into this discussion too, I do a Be Not Afraid Bible verse every day on the program, and I take them from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. But yesterday's verse came from John chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Sometimes it appears that it's a very dark world and that the darkness has overcome the light of Jesus Christ, but that's not true, right? Fathers, we need to look for Jesus in the world. He's there.
Of course.
Right? But it's easy to lose sight of him.
Christmas is about the presence of God in our world.
Yeah.
He came to this world. Now it's up to us to see, to accept,
yeah,
to open our hearts for his presence, or to close.
Yeah.
And what is the most difficult, what worries us the most, us people in 21st century? Being alone.
Yeah.
Not accepting that God is there, close to us, helping us. We are not alone. Losing hope, and Jesus brings us hope. Jesus gives us a totally different image of our life. Not only here, these few years, 50 years, 80 years, 100
right.
years. He gives us totally new view on our life, which is without end, which is eternity, which is living with him without end. So acceptance of the message of Jesus Christ, remembering that Jesus is always with us. His presence gives us hope. His presence gives us peace.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if I can piggyback off of that, in this time, and we all know, I mean, Christmas can be tough for a lot of people, and because they lose hope.
Yeah.
You know, and what we're doing here, you know, is trying to, you know, evangelize and bring people and remind them there is always hope in Jesus. But too often, I mean, we meet people. I know people in my family. I mean, in my church, we've lost a lot. I mean, a lot of people have died. And like this week, 4 funerals. And so there are 4 families and those sets of friends that are grieving. So, I mean, but we have to tell them, always remember that Jesus is there to be your support, to be your, you know, the salve, you know, to your wounds. You're wounded by grief and stuff. So, anyways. But that, to your point, Father. You know?
I just recently read an article that most families, most marriages split up during Christmas.
Oh.
Wow.
Christmas is a time very special for everyone.
Yeah.
And now we receive that as a time which gives us opportunity to be together, to be as a family, to unite as a family. Mm. Or without Christ, it is a time when we lose hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we split. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the reason. The same I've heard in the past that Christmas time, it is a time when most people commit suicide. Mm-hmm. Because they feel alone.
Wow.
Again, if you don't receive this message from Jesus Christ that he's close to you,
right.
He's there to help you, then you can lose hope. But if you open your heart for his presence, then even if you have no family, even if you are here alone in this country because all your family is somewhere else, mm-hmm. then you can feel the presence of Jesus Christ, who is in a community of faith.
Mm-hmm.
We are community of faith.
Right.
We are the family of Jesus Christ. So we need to be very sensitive and open during this time for all those who really are alone.
And Father, that's a great point. Even if we may feel alone, we are never alone because Jesus is always with us. And Marty, we can be that presence of Christ to yeah. somebody else.
Yeah, that's important, Gary. You know, Father said a great word, hope.
Yeah.
And people say, well, what can I do during Advent? What can I do during the Christmas season? You know, we go crazy with all this stuff. But
right.
but bring hope to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that do for you? Because what is in it for me? You know, yeah, you can say that to God. What's in it for me? Well, what's in it for you is positive self-image. That's the problem. We have a poor self-image. And how does your self-image rise? It rises when you do good for others. So bring hope to others, and your self-image will rise. If I say to you, you're wonderful, you're talented, you're fantastic, it feels good for 20 seconds.
Right.
But your self-image will only rise when you give to others. And that's exactly what Jesus told us in the Our Father and the Two Commandments. He said, love as you want to be loved. So when you go out and love, that lifts your self-image. That's the hope that you will get. It's also the hope you bring to others.
Wow. Father Tim?
And not only hope, and I think also joy, you know, bringing yeah. joy to other people. And I think we're coming back to the gospel as Mary went to Elizabeth to bring her joy, you know, because the coming of Jesus changed her, you know. It brought joy to her heart. And so that's what Christmas is about meeting Christ personally and, you know, really that he's the source of our joy, but then so that we can share that joy with somebody, you know. We are all privileged here because we have faith. We have the gift of faith.
Right, right.
And we can share that faith with somebody, you know, to bring hope, joy, and love to those who need it.
Father Tim, I want to follow up on something you just said. We have some listeners of our program who are not Catholic. They may be Christian, but they are not Catholic. And sometimes they have a problem with the Blessed Mother. They think we worship her. Talk a little bit in the few minutes we have before we go to break about the Blessed Mother and her role in leading us closer to Jesus.
Well, Mary is always leading us to Christ, you know. It's as the saints would say, that's the shortest way to Jesus.
Amen.
You know, so the church is never worshiping Mary. It's
right.
always through her intercession. It's like, you know, and a couple of years ago we had our Pauline father who became a bishop in Australia, mm-hmm. Bishop Columba Macbeth Green. And I remember he was giving the example of his ordination when he became the bishop. Suddenly, all the people came with flowers, not to him, but to his mother.
Wow.
And it made him realize that it didn't bother him. It made him feel proud, you know, that somebody respects and loves his mother, you know, and that they appreciate her. And I think it's a very good comparison with Jesus. You know, he's not mad or angry that we come to his mother. No, he's really proud, and he really likes it, you know, that somebody comes to his mother, and, you know, and she's leading us always to Jesus Christ.
She doesn't want to keep us for herself, but she wants to lead us more closely to her son. Marty, I know Our Lady was very instrumental in your ministry,
ooh.
Right?
Consecrated. The whole ministry is consecrated to the heart
of Mary. So basically, she's leading you where you need to be.
Exactly.
Right? And you just follow her lead.
I was just going to say, Marty, when we first met, I think I remember something. I'm paraphrasing. Listen to your mother. That's what you used to say all the time. Yeah. And you still say that. I mean, yeah. not in, you know, I'm not trying to make light of it. But yes, listen. We venerate Mary. We don't worship her.
I think the key words.
That, we honor her.
The key words in the scripture, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "Behold your mother." Mm-hmm. He gave her to us. Mm-hmm. So, and then Mary at the wedding in Cana says, "Do as he tells you." Mm-hmm. So she doesn't take it and say, "Oh yeah, me." She says, "No, him."
Yes.
So that's the beauty of it. I love that.
Exactly. Yeah. And they were her last recorded words in scripture. Do whatever he tells you. But, and I always like to look at it, what else does she have to say? Right at that point.
That's what I'm looking at. She's, what else?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Whatever
he
tells you.
That was at the end of Jesus' mission. But at the beginning, I was asked this question, why should we even ask for intercession, Mary?
Right.
We can go straight to Jesus Christ. In the gospel, there is nothing about asking intercession. There is. Cana, first miracle of Jesus.
There you go.
Came because of Mary.
Wow. Amen. On that note, we're going to take a break, and we will be back with more of Spirit in the Morning. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Talk about brotherly love? Well, 16-year-old Gabriel Filippini had it in abundance when he gave his 6-year-old brother Lucas a hand, literally. Lucas was born without a hand, and Gabriel, using a classroom 3D printer at his high school in Virginia, was able to create an artificial hand for Lucas with his teacher's help. By manipulating his wrist, Lucas is now able to pick up a variety of objects. In time, he'll be able to do more things, including moving glasses of liquid or even tying his shoelaces. "I wanted to see what he could do with two hands," said Gabriel. Lucas's own reaction was a little more personal. "It makes me think," he said, "that my brother loves me a lot." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and 3 nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
sing you praises to the Lord, for you within this place, with love and brotherhood restored, each other now embrace this holy time of charity for all. The human race, oh, tidings of comfort and joy, a comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Marty Rotella with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. We are joined live in the studio today by Dave Parker, Marty Rotella, and Father Tim and Father Tad from the Shrine of Częstochowa. We've got a full house today. Marty, you drove the greatest distance of any of us. I have about an hour commute, but you come down from North Jersey.
That's right.
You were here bright and early at 5:30 this morning.
That's right. Just sitting in the park waiting. Yeah. Love it.
Man, I love your energy level. Before we close out the program, I just want to go around the table and ask you all to share a message about the remaining days of Advent and Christmas. Start with you, Marty.
Yeah, you know, I got the word joy today as we were sitting here. And Christmas is great joy. But, you know, you ask the question, what is joy? And we could come up with 1,000 answers. And it really is the endless extension of what we think it is. So whatever you think joy is, this is what Christmas is about. This is what Jesus is about. This is what the Trinity is about. The endless extension of what we really think it is. Love.
Wow.
God's great love.
Wow. And it's not dependent on any external circumstances.
Absolutely not.
You can have joy even in the midst of suffering.
That's right.
With the Lord, right? That's the beautiful thing about the supernatural joy that the Lord gives us.
And once you get there, once you allow that acceptance, I accept you, Lord, I accept you, you know, I want you. Once you do that, even when you go through the rough times, it's much easier because you're one with Him.
Marty, I've known you for a long time. You don't get rattled when things don't go your way, do you?
Well, I do. I'm human.
But you've got that joy, brother.
Yeah. But that's the key. The key is, you know, it's like a boxing match. You know, the punch hits you in the face, but then I'm going to bring my arms up right. I'm going to block the next punch. So, or a shield. You know, God's my shield, so I'll bring the shield up, yeah.
Wow, great message. Dave Parker, a few thoughts about the end of Advent and the Christmas celebration.
Thanks, Gare, and everyone. We need to be the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet of our Lord in today's world and with our neighbors immediately, those who are hurting, and bring the joy, bring the hope. You know, hug people if they need them, you know? Love. And we need to forgive. Who do we need to forgive? We need forgiveness. But we need to forgive others at this time. You know, maybe they've wronged us and we carry a little grudge. Whatever. I mean, all that hope and love and forgiveness, you know.
And Dave, you're going to be off tomorrow, so I want to wish you and your wife Barb a Merry Christmas and all of your family.
To you, and Gary, and
you're a blessing,
Eileen,
brother.
And, so are you, and your beautiful daughters. Everything. Thank you, and everyone here. You know,
this is fun,
fathers,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This is fun. And now, last but not least, let me go to Father Tim and Father Tad. I'm going to ask you for some final thoughts about Christmas, and also I'm going to ask you to leave us a blessing and maybe a Christmas message in English and in Polish.
Great. All right. And I'm really touched by the fact that, you know, Christmas is about the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
That we are not alone during this time, and we're never alone. Mm. And during Christmas, we hear the gospel from John during the Christmas Day liturgy, that the Word became flesh. And so Jesus is the divine Word. So, and that the Word dwelt among us. So the Word of God, Jesus Christ, is always with us. So you're never alone, and He's always by your side.
Great message. Father Tad?
I would add one word to this message of Father Timothy. Presence, but loving presence. Mm. Never judging, but loving presence. And Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. How to find the presence of Jesus Christ today? He was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago, but He's present today where there is a community of those who believe in Him. So we as a church, we as a believers, we are the sign of His presence among us when we gather in His name, not in our own name, not because we have some business in it, but because Jesus is the source of our life. So loving presence of Jesus Christ today is where we give this presence to other people. And I would like to wish all of us who hear that, who talk about that, so we can feel that presence among us. And maybe a few words in Polish, as
please,
you said.
Please do.
Dla wszystkich, którzy nas słuchają w języku polskim, chciałbym w imieniu wszystkich Paulinów, którzy służą i tutaj w amerykańskiej Częstochowie, ale i we wszystkich naszych parafiach, złożyć najlepsze życzenia bożonarodzeniowe, aby to był rzeczywiście czas obecności Pana Boga pośród nas, obecności Jezusa Chrystusa, Słowa, które stało się ciałem i które przemienia nieustannie nasze życie. Niech Chrystus nowonarodzony udziela wam wszystkim, waszym rodzinom i znajomym pokoju, radości i miłości. And few words in English.
We wish you from Our Lady's shrine that the celebration of Christmas may bring true joy, peace into your heart, and the feeling of God's presence every day in your struggles and your difficulties, that He is with you. Have a merry and blessed Christmas from the shrine.
And fathers, could you leave us with your blessing?
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Perfect timing.
Right on cue.
Boy, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, in-studio guests, for being with us. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be joined by Bobby Schindler and Lisa Hendy. This is Gary Zimek saying thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Make sure you turn around and say hi.
Love you. God bless you.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating